Yeah, so the NSPCC has published stats today which look at the number of children who may be sidelined under changes to the NHS. This is based on research we do looking at commissioners' plans for children and young people's mental health, and we want to make sure that going forward with changes under the NHS long-term plan, that the mental health needs of the most vulnerable children are prioritised in the coming years.
What are your particular concerns? What are the changes in the NHS that you think could be detrimental in moving forward if nothing's done?
So the changes that are expected to happen on the NHS are that the current structures for commissioning children and young people's mental health are set to change. Local NHS commissioners, known as clinical commissioning groups, are going to fall in number, and we're going to move towards much bigger partnerships which bring together commissioners and providers to deliver services. What the NSPCC is concerned about is how well or to what extent the particular mental health needs of the most vulnerable children are prioritised within these plans. We're not sure what the structures or the processes are that are going to be in place to make sure that these children are prioritised as they have been done in the last few years.
And is this a long-term issue that needs to be addressed, or are these changes going to happen quite soon? Can you give a timescale to it?
So the changes are expected from 2020, so next year, but will go on for a long period. We're particularly concerned as we know that the NHS is under immense pressure in the context of limited funding and some of the concerns around funding for children and young people's mental health. We really want to make sure that in the initial stages, as these plans are implemented, that the needs of these particular children, children who've been abused, the most vulnerable children, are front and centre in those plans.
So from your point of view, is it a case of making sure that this particular issue isn't forgotten about and is kind of kept at the top of the agenda moving forward?
Absolutely, yes. So the NSPCC, we know that children who have experienced abuse are at a higher risk of experiencing mental health problems. Some of those mental health problems are more resistant to treatment, may require different forms of support. So it's really important that these children are prioritised, are front and centre as the NHS undergoes changes over the coming years.
And as mental health becomes less stigmatised, I guess, and we're openly talking about it more, are you noticing that young people are coming to you more often because they want support?
We would hope so. I think that, as you've said, there's been a real shift in recent years in terms of the stigma attached to mental health. But we do know that some of the problems that these children will experience are quite complex, particularly when we're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder and these kind of things. And they will require interventions and services which are more complex, which can't always be provided with general mental health planning. And that's why they need to be prioritised in the early stages, so they're not missed out.